listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gill.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gill Show.
Final picks battle of the year with Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. This is like the NFC South, where I've already clinched. But man, none of us should really be celebrating anything. But Jersey Jerry, you got to be in a good mood because your Steelers are alive. I can't believe this.
Oh, yeah, we're alive. We're alive, man. All thanks to the defense and the running game. And Kenny Pickett's been coming along really nice the last couple weeks. We're on the up and up, so I'm happy about that.
Kenny Pickett looks like that dude. Regardless what happens this weekend, he's looking good.
Yeah, you know, Zach, I mentioned this. I mentioned this on another show I was on today, DVE in Pittsburgh. You know when I knew Kenny was the guy when that Bills game, they were getting blown out, and at the end of the game, Kenny took a late hit, and then he got up and he shoved the guy, pushed him.
Yeah.
They were fighting, and I said to myself, you know, this is a winner. This is a gamer, this guy. You know, you see other quarterbacks. You know, Dakless, mediocre, Prescott, Derek Carr, these type of guys, they're crying at the podium, Zach. You know what I mean? Kenny ain't a quitter. He ain't a crier. He's a gamer.
What do you want them to do this offseason? Like, regardless of what happens this weekend, if they make the playoffs or not, if you could have, like, one wish for the Steelers this offseason, what is it?
Lockdown corner.
Ooh, okay. What about a
lockdown?
Now, I know you guys do a good job in developing wide receivers.
I'd draft another one for sure, no doubt. I mean, you know, the Steelers don't know what Calvin Austin is. You know, they drafted that kid out of Memphis. He had a weird foot injury. He never even played this year. I know he's a speedy type of guy, but I would say they draft another receiver, a third or fourth round.
Well, I was going one step further. What about a trade for DeAndre Hopkins? Because I think he wants out.
You think the Steelers would do that?
I don't know, but let's get a little bit crazy here and go get Kenny Pickett, a legit number one wide receiver.
I'll tell you what, I don't hate that. And you know what's going to happen, too. I got a little backlash for this, but that's okay. You know, Devontae Adams, let's not forget, he's going to want to try to get a ring, man. You know what I mean? He's going to want a ring. And I'll tell you what, if the Raiders aren't bringing back Carr, I'll tell you what, he's not going to be happy, so he might be on the move as well.
Yeah, I think Hopkins is more realistic than Adams, but if you pair Pickens with Hopkins, that's a pretty damn good duo right there.
I'll tell you what, that would be that would be something special.
All right, let's get to the picks. What do you got? I'll let you go first.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going with a favorite. I'm going to go with the Steelers. They're not going to lose this game. Taking them -2.5, Pittsburgh. You know, Jadeveon Clowney's out. The Browns got a few guys out. They could say all they want. They're playing for something to spoil the Steelers' season. That's just not going to happen. Deshaun Watson, trust me, he's not the guy. That's going to set the Browns back a long, long time. Once they realize next year when he comes out and he does the same thing over again, what he's been doing this year, he's not the guy. Trust me. You could already tell. They're in for a rude awakening. Give me the Steelers.
I'm actually taking the Browns +2.5 this week. I don't know why, Jersey Jerry. This spread being at 2.5 with the Browns have nothing to play for. The game is in Pittsburgh, too. That just seems too low. It seems like Vegas is begging me to lay the points, so that's why I'm just going to plus the points here with 2.5. It seems like everyone is on this positive Pittsburgh Steelers train, and unfortunately, usually when that happens, just things go the other way.
I feel you. I get it. I'm also going to go with my dog this week. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I'm going to go with the Ravens +9. You know, people are going to say, oh, no, Lamar Jackson going to be a blowout. this defense is feisty, man. They run the ball well. I understand, you know, the Bengals got a point to prove. But I'm going to go with the Ravens as my dog play this week. It's a tough bet, but I think they can get it done.
Okay, for my next pick, I am going to go Jersey Jerry with another underdog. I'm going to take the Panthers this week, plus the 3.5 points against the Saints. Both these teams really don't have much. Who knows who's going to play this weekend? The game means nothing. But I think the Panthers are going to be playing a little bit for Steve Wilks to try to send a last message to one David Tepper. Hey, even though this game meant nothing, we really like this coach. We want to be the coach next year, so we're going to try to go win it, and I think they'll keep it close.
Gotcha. I'm going to take another dog here as well. I'm going to take the Jets.
I like it.
Joe Flacco. He's not good. Yeah, he's elite. He's elite. I love Joe Flacco. He's going to get it done for the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. Give me the Jets.
And then finally, I'll take the Jaguars -6.5. By the way, I just want to thank you for doing the picks all throughout the year. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll run it back next year if you want. Zach, I had a good time doing this.
Sounds good. And by the way, yeah. I got to send you, because Jerry Fragrance is in the building, I got some new cologne. I don't know if you reviewed it yet, but I got to send you a picture of it and get the review.
I'd love to see it, Zach. It's been an honor this year.
You got it. The great Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. Outstanding, outstanding job joining us on CBS Sports Radio.
No one's more locked into the NFL than First and Pod.
Why is it not within the realm of possibility that Geno Smith was a victim of a horrible organization, bad offensive coaching, and then went and played behind three high-level talents and only got spot starts and did okay, by the way?
Well, because it doesn't really happen that often anymore.
Subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.